Hi, everybody. Well, it's another Friday night. Might be your last day of the week. So you're going to be living for the weekend, maybe. Anyway, hopefully you're going to have fun during the weekend. Today's date is April 7th, 2017. So we got a couple of sevens in there, if that seems to mean anything to you. Let's clear the energy here. So we'll clear the date. Remember, this date goes back to last year's date, the date before, year before, and before, you know. So if you have something going on in your life that's unusual, you know, find out what's in the past. You may be hooked up to it. So here we go, clearing this date, and then I'll clear this, the two sevens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20, 1, 2, there we go. Feels better. Cleared. Okay, so let's clear the sevens. So releasing that. So two sevens getting eliminated. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And we'll energize those for you to bring you wonderful peace energy. Here we go. So one, two, we're connected now, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And if you have an incident, situation, owie or something going on, let's clear that from you. And I'll just count to 10 to do that. So think of something. Maybe you got a pain inside of you, you don't know where it's coming from, but it's inside of your body someplace and it kind of hurts. Maybe your back is stiff or something like that. So put your hand there and we'll clear that from you. Some people have something going on, so I'm going to count to 100. Here we go. It's like maybe lower back issues or something, so it could be something else too, but that's what I'm seeing right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'll just snap my fingers much easier. Here we go. So we're clearing it. You might hear my fingers snap, maybe not. And here we go. A little more here. This is much easier for me. Okay, there we go. That's released. Get up, walk around, twist, bend over. Do it gently, naturally. And there's some pins in people. Boy, here we go. Pulling off some pins out of your back. Here we go, coming out. First pin, there's like 8 of them. Well, first one's out, and we'll get the second one. Your body could possibly jerk or jump, too, when this happens. Next one's coming out. Here we go. Number 3. Oh, boy. Number 4. Number 5. Comes around your navel. Oop, there we go. Number 6. There. Up and down your spine. Number 7. And number 8, looks like through your kidneys. There we go. So if you felt any of this, we love hearing testimonials. Yeah, let's bring Anna. Are you out of the high-tech VBS facilities of makeovers and gargling with your voice and tuning and everything else?
Yes, I am. It's CLS New Earth Ann here.
That's good, yeah.
So it's so wonderful when you remove things from us, Ron. Today was the wonderful entity removal call that you do every Friday. And I was kind of surprised myself. So in case somebody else is losing track of dates and times, tomorrow is already April 8th and is therefore the 3-hour ascension call at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So that's going to be wonderful, as always. And then April 9th, 16th, and 23rd are the Sunday 7-hour calls. They start at 10 a.m. Pacific time. There's more information about those on Ron's site. So, of course, in addition to the 4 radio shows that Ron does, there are many healings free and others that are more thorough that you can purchase on creationlightship.com. Well, I shouldn't say that. The free healings are also thorough, complete healings, most of them. some are marked sample, and that's incorrect. They're actually complete healings. But also, what we love so much are these live healings that Ron does. You phone in, you sign up online and pay through PayPal, and then you get a phone number and a PIN, and you connect to Ron live while he does healings. In the case of this weekend, all Saturday afternoon and most of the day on Sunday. So we're looking forward to that, Ron, as always. And actually, there's a lot going on.
Any testimonials out there coming in, or good
emails? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. You're wonderful.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting. Okay, so it's Friday night, so that's paranormal night, Ron. And we do have a few people sending in paranormal things to talk about, so I'll get to that unless there's something else you wanted to talk about first.
Today's Friday. I don't know, maybe 3-4 days ago, I took out some energies that was hitting the planet. This energy was from some maybe ancient artificial intelligent robotic transmitter, we'll just call it, sending stuff down here to connect with us. So I may have seen that maybe on Monday, and then I saw more of that on Tuesday, or it could have been maybe Tuesday and Wednesday. But anyway, that was taken off. So if your body feels like you again have more space in it, and you can walk maybe taller without bending over because you weren't being hit with this stuff, that's what happened. So that we took out. I know we did some battles with the soldiers, but I just can't recall what it was. In case you're a newbie, in the past, we have done weekly probably thousands of battles since maybe October. Oh, I mean, that's going out in the beyond, though, going, you know, above, like in the air that we're breathing here, our atmosphere, and also going into the alien underground tunnels and bases, taking these things out, including what's underneath the pyramids in Mecca, you know, all different places that's here that is controlling the planet with their dark energies. So, and also any type of, I'll use the word PowerPoint place, what do we have that, over in, Israel, I guess, they have that wall that people pray to and everything else. So that one's also a PowerPoint place. And I'm sure I've taken that out before, too, getting rid of the energies there. Because anything that has high power where people put their life force energy into praying or connecting to that is going to be used by the aliens, and that can be double backed on us. Doesn't matter what their belief is. It's that they're putting and giving away their life force energy to be used, and that energy that they're doing can harm us all here. So, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Yes, Ron. You know, years ago I knew a psychic who lived in England near Stonehenge, and something happened where she had to move, and later, like a month after she moved away from there, she said, I realized that I thought it was great at the time, but it was actually living near Stonehenge was causing me to feel sick and also have a lot of chaos in my life. And as soon as I moved away from it, I felt much better. So does that still have a lot of power, Ron?
I don't think it has as much as what it had. As I look at it, it probably has about 2/3 less. But there's still energy there because people visit it. And then they get quartered by whatever's there. Remember, just because you just see a stone and you think that that's all that it is, there's probably aliens sitting on top of that stone, okay, or rock or whatever is there. You can't see them, but they can steal your energy. So they're just outside of our our perception of physically seeing. You know, so, you know, if everybody went there and maybe got on a pendulum, for instance, and they're maybe a mile away, and they look at it and say, does this have energy? They'd probably say yes. So, you know, when you go there, you're not going to see it. You don't see energy, just like you don't see cell phone transmissions and things like that, radio waves, microwave, et cetera. But it still can and will affect you. But with these sacred places, you don't know who is around it and who put it there. And they're there to protect maybe their territory, and by doing so, it could affect you greatly. Anyway, back to you, Ann. Maybe you could be some of those wonderful emails or and testimonials.
Absolutely. Someone wrote in about the clearing you just did for us, Ron, taking the pins out. My spine was feeling very tight in the thoracic and lumbar region. My spine is now relaxed, and I feel more calm. Thank you.
Okay, that's great.
And someone else wrote in, thanks, Ron, for the clearings you did on Wednesday's show, clearing and healing our ages. Feeling old, turning 30, then turning 50, I really felt this. The next day, something was lifted from me. Great. Ron, thanks.
Yeah, so those are actually like death barcodes that you put on yourself. Oh, I don't have a clearing for that. Maybe a special clearing could work. You're actually, in a sense, cursing yourself in a way that is making you hang on to what you believe that age would bring to you, okay? I think you all understand that. So I guess back to you.
Well, Ron, that's a wonderful point to make because it's very hard in our culture because there's a lot of emphasis put on youth and people aren't happy that they're aging, and I was listening to a talk a while back, and a girl in her 20s, and talking about a different subject, she said, I just don't like old people. I just don't like them. And a couple of people in the room, you know, had hurt feelings, like, who's she talking about?
Well, that's just what do you mean by old?
Yeah.
Over 10. Yeah.
Well, and there are people that are old at what should be very young age, you know, young in years, they're old, and some people that are old in years are young.
Yeah, and as you maybe, if you could kind of go back to you being a young child or maybe, maybe under 10, we'll say, and at some point, you know, you're doing great. You know, maybe you're 5 and everything's fine for you. You know, you're riding your little three-wheeler or whatever, and life is great. And then you see somebody maybe with a walker or a cane, and they're all hunched over. Well, that's your first, contact with, aging, we'll say. And then you may wonder, boy, why are they doing that? I'm not doing that. And then you ask your parents or someone else that, you know, would give you the answer to why the person's bent over. And they go, oh, yeah, they have this, that, and the other. Well, that just started programming you. Oh, I don't know what clearing to do for that, for you. You'd have to probably figure out. We probably have something online that is already there that you could enter into. Maybe even it's the curses, hexes, spells, because you're putting that onto yourself as you find out about that, because before you didn't see that person, you know, and your parents are probably walking around fine. Your reality is like, yes, you know, nothing's wrong here until you find someone out there who isn't right, and that starts you on the downhill slide instantly. Oh, remember, words are powerful. And, you know, remember, when you do your spelling, you're putting a spell on yourself. So all those letters that you use to make up your vocabulary and, you know, writing words and speaking, well, you're still, in a sense, spelling, and then you read the words. So you are putting spells on yourself instantly from that. Back to you.
Right. Okay. That's really interesting, Ron. I can think of a couple of healings, too. Curses, hexes, and spells is a great one. But also the skin auric protection, you could, that's so long and has so many different points. You know, you could put in aging or belief or beliefs about aging. Really, you could do even the emotional one. A lot of that might be emotional. Clear out your whole life of the belief of aging.
And it could even be, you know, maybe one of your grandparents came to visit you and, you know, come every year and, you know, last year they were fine and this year now they're got their walker. And you go, oh, no, what happened to, you know, grandpa, you know? And then they say, well, he's getting old.
Right.
You go, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, what people say. And you know, and that's what happens when you get old. And that's to be expected. You're getting older. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should clear all those phrases, too, that I just said.
Yep. I think I'll die young if I ever die, but I don't think I'm going to die. So I already died enough. And I think it was like 85, 86 times last year. That's plenty. Anyway, so back to you.
Okay. I was thinking, Ron, you recently suggested that we rerun our whole life healings and put spirit after our names. And it's because you have said that our spirits experience what we do. And I have been finding that to be very powerful as I'm going through my different healings. And so I'd love to hear from other people if they've tried that yet, because it just makes so much sense to me now that that's an important thing to do. And then now I've been writing after my name when I just do my updates, my name in time and out of time, body and spirit. Does that sound like a good idea, Ron?
That sounds good.
But first I reran my whole life healings with the word spirit after them.
Great.
And, oh boy, we have a lot of questions in here. And someone had a question about that. Let me see if I can find that. Yes, you asked us recently to do our whole life clearings again with spirit after our names. Would this apply to the spirit barcode removal clearing and clearings we did on your conference call, such as the cultural enslavement?
No, this is only for whole lifetime clearings.
Okay, but if I could just add, if you were on that call and then got the whole life cultural enslavement clearing, which I believe most people did, Ron, because you gave us all a really good deal to purchase that after the healing call, then you would do the cultural enslavement online. But in general, not you don't have to worry about it for the live healings, correct?
Right. I don't think that's you could try it if you wanted to, but the main thing is your whole lifetime energetic bodies, and that's what corrupts your physical body. You know, the other one, you know, is an event that happened to you. It's cultural enslavement throughout your you know, lifetimes of being here. I'm just looking at that as like, well, that could open up a can of worms. Now, you could do it, but you could be on it for your whole lifetime in clearings because you have to go back to the get-go. All you want to do is deal with your energetic bodies that's corrupting your spirit now. Well, back to you.
Okay. And from the same person, a testimonial. Thank you, Ron, for the clone skin fragments sample you did recently. I squirmed all over as you removed pieces from our bodies and coughed and sputtered for some time strongly as you cleared nose and lungs. I have been particularly sensitive to cigarette smoke and can't bear people lighting up in the street, and I get caught in their toxic slipstream. I know this listener lives in another country, so I think maybe smoking cigarettes is a little more prolific than here. So I'm not sure what show exactly it was that you did that clearing on, Ron, but thank you very much for writing that in.
Yeah, great.
Oh, and another one for tonight's clearing. Thanks so much for the pin removal. I had a pain in my kidney area, and now it's gone. Also, I did the whole life emotional clearing with spirit behind my name as suggested, and wow, I felt so light and absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Much blessings.
That's great, so, yeah.
Thank you for writing that in. Yeah, I think it's a really good one to do. Okay, let's see what we have here of that's a little more paranormal. Okay. Hi, Ron. Wow, I can't make this stuff up. Like, I don't have enough on my plate doing the creation lightship clearings and terminating the dark side. I get a handwritten letter in the mail today from a Jehovah's Witness alien looking to recruit me. I don't know how they name an address. I was never a member of their organization. I'd like to burn the letter, but I live in an apartment, and that isn't safe to do here. How can I safely dispose of this letter? Should I cord it to the sun?
I would still burn it somewhere. You know? It shouldn't be a big problem burning that. You're not going to burn it in your hallway. Just go out to a park or something where they have a barbecue pit or something like that, or a beach. Or just, we put it in the gutter and light it on fire, then you can stomp it out, you know?
Or what I used to do before I had a place to burn thing is don't do a whole piece of paper, but if you rip it up into a few smaller sheets, you can just burn it in the sink.
Yeah, but it'll be inside of your house. Or just get a can, you know? And cut a couple holes in the bottom, maybe with a can opener or something.
Right.
Under the V. So just air and throw it in the can. And might even put something that's flammable on it so it goes up real quick. And then you can get a bucket of water and dump it out after a minute. Dump the water on it. But I would definitely burn it.
Okay. That's very interesting, Ron. Okay. Okay, just to say, on listening to Ron's archive from last Monday, he explained why I didn't sleep for 3 nights. Oh, this person is enlisted in the Special Forces, by the way. He explained why I didn't sleep for 3 nights around that time and felt very strange. Plus, in the Middle East, where I am at the moment, the weather has been very strange. It's cold and stormy, and it should be hot. The world seems very bizarre and distant. A city I was visiting and used to like has gone mad, building everywhere, roads with aggressive drivers, crowds in the street like you wouldn't believe. The taxi drivers have been told to drive fast and get more fares. It's quite scary. Plus, almost everyone looked like clones and behaved like robots.
Yep. Well, that's what the world's coming to.
Right. Well, and lucky for us, we're on the CLS New Earth.
Yep.
Okay, and somebody, I am not sure who sent this, but someone forwarded a video, I guess, an article. But it says, a 31-year-old Chinese man, that gives his name, recently married, in quotes, a robot that he created for himself. The Yingling, the robot, can recognize text and photos and even say a few words, presumably including, I do. And there's a little picture. No, it's just like an inch by inch. But if you didn't know what it was about, it just looks like a man, a happy man, and his wife's a little bored. So that's
wow.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else I have here that's paranormal. Oh, okay. Oh, someone wrote in, begging is common where I live. Someone wanted $13 from me. That in itself is weird. I don't have it. Beggar's answer was, socialism is bad, very, very bad. I wonder what country that person lives in.
Hmm.
So that is funny. Okay, so someone wrote in from Southern California. I was stunned to see the eastern sky filled with ships as I was driving down the freeway. Meteorologists call these ship clouds lenticular clouds. So that's interesting, Ron, because someone else wrote in that they're not seeing ship clouds, and they're seeing beautiful puffy clouds.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's that's hard to say. You know, there's not too many lenticular clouds here anymore in the mountains. So that's good. You know, we might take them out when I see them.
Right.
So they do come in at times, boy. Very strange. And these
well,
are gigantic.
Well, they were saying goodbye.
Yeah. These the ones that come in here that are the bad ones. They're probably, I would say, probably 30 miles in length or something. They're gigantic. You could almost follow them up to the Oregon border sometimes. That's 50 miles. So yeah, they're big. Well, they're still trying to do their energetic harvesting and stuff for taking people. What's really sad is when I, for myself, going into the W store there, and they got some pictures of people that they want to know where they are, in a sense, or, you know, lost, stolen, kidnapped, or whatever. You know, you look at them and go, oh, that one got eaten, you know, and that one's in a sex ring here, and this one here got eaten also, you know. So it's hard when I see those pictures. So back to you.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. So, Ron, everyone, myself included, seems to have really, really feel wonderful after that nice clearing you did for us at the beginning of the show. Are there any other samples, perhaps, that we could do tonight for people? Is there anything we need?
Oh, boy. I could take some pins out of your lungs, if you like. Maybe we got to do a pin call coming up. I don't know. That's up to you people listening here. I just thought I'd do pins because I saw some in a couple of people there, you know, on their lower back and kidneys. But here we go, pins out of your lungs. And here we go. Taking some out of your right lung right now. And left lung. There we go. Wasn't too bad. So just see if you're breathing slightly better. And we'll do another one for the bone skin flex. Might be another way of stating that, but dead skin that comes off the clones, and they also exhale, I guess it's carbon monoxide, I think, or dioxide, one of those. But anyway, they get rid of it, and then we breathe it. So here we go. It's not compatible to us, so releasing the skin flex. So 1, 2, 3, 4. If you had a rash or something on you, maybe we'll just take them out of your lungs, too. 5, 6, 7. There we go. We have some fur balls coming up with these things stuck on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it's okay to throw up if you have to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One, two, three, four, five. Boy, somebody's got a problem. No, it can't be me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. Holy smokes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. 1, 2, there we go. We're good with that. And skin flex on your body. It'll probably be maybe, you know, where you're exposed. So, you know, maybe, I guess it could be weather now where you have shorts on and, you know, short sleeves maybe, and naturally your face is always exposed. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. I'll quit on this one. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, thank you so much for doing that. And we did talk about, one day we were talking about a May date for a live healing call, and you weren't sure, well, would we do shackles perhaps again, but maybe what's needed on that date is pins. So we'll firm that up down the road. So I just want to remind everyone that on Ron's website, if you're new, you mightn't be aware that on the left-hand side, you can actually scroll down and find it, or you can click on where it says free healing. Oh, I just noticed they changed that, Ron, from sample healings. Thank you, webmaster. That's so nice. It says free healings, which is accurate. But anyway, the one I wanted to mention is the Alien Oxygen Code Removal. I just thought of it when you mentioned lungs, Ron, and that someone seems to have a problem, and maybe more than one person. It's a wonderful healing, and you put in the different colors of oxygen. And I know you recommended us to keep it, to run that and keep it running after the spirit blueprint, body blueprint call that you did. Earlier this month. No, it was in March. So I'm still running that all the time. Do you think that's still a good idea, Ron, that oxygen clearing?
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, the oxygen one is great.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, another testimonial. Hello, Ron. I would like to thank you for the animal healings you did on your September 8, 2014 archive. That is very kind. Is someone going to take care of the animals during ascension, perhaps a Noah? Thank you.
Yeah. Since they are a life form, that's physical, that they will have an ascension, and that will be taken care of. So there shouldn't be any problem with that, with you having to do anything. Because their energy is so it's so light, where humans are so dense. So I don't perceive the aliens taking them. So they will be automatically connected. You know, if you're on the call and stuff, different calls, and you bring your animals up, they're already, you know, noted that they're here, you know. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Another testimonial. Hi, I wrote in last week about seeing a light blue being while I was pregnant. So I think we talked about this a little on the show. And I did have the baby 4 years ago. It took years to recover from that. I didn't know about Creation Lightship back then. Before then, she'd heard some voices in her head. She found herself very isolated. All my old friends have left my life. And it felt like people were trying to mess with my mind. They're very good tricksters who I thought were angels. So luckily, my daughter has no known health problems, but I didn't realize I was hooking myself up through books and certain video channels. It's a terrible trick. Yes, it is. After walking through the fire, so to speak, I finally found you on YouTube and have been listening to your radio show. So I do believe I was guided to you after all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I noticed that without even really connecting this to the CLS New Earth run that we're on, I bookmarked your YouTube channel. And I realized since we've gone over to the New Earth, it's all I go to on YouTube. And today I got an email that I guess I get periodically, oh, here's what's new for you on YouTube. And I realized I have no desire to listen to any of the YouTube channel people that I used to listen to. It all just holds no interest or energy for me. And I guess I realized those people and their YouTube videos are not on the New Earth.
Yeah, that is correct. I do watch YouTube just to see what's going on, kind of mainly with the Orville Dam and stuff, since that's kind of south of me quite a ways, but it gets to affect stuff. So I want to see what's going on with that. And then I see other things sometimes. Now, as I watch things, it's so distant for me when I watch them. It's like, it's just, there's no energy in what they're talking about. I can see it. I look at the pictures. I'm more of a picture person than hearing things because I can't hang on to the information. You know, after like 10 words, we'll say 5 to 10 words, I'm down the road, man. And so it's hard to put a sentence or even a paragraph together that I can listen to, because I don't work that way. I'm in the moment, and in the moment you don't hang on to the past. I watch more of the visual pictures, but still there's no energy on them. But as you view them from the New Earth, it's kind of like, you know, you got a, like looking at some planet or moon or something with a telescope. It's just so far away, and it doesn't mean anything to you. Now, there could be good information that they're talking about that you might say, oh yeah, I need to know about this. But other than that, for me, it's just kind of like going into another dimension, you know, putting the TV on, and now you're in a different dimension here, you know, and you go, hmm. So anyway, that's I don't know what that was, you know, that's about. I'm trying to think of, we can maybe get some more testimonials or something. Back to you.
Okay. Yes, it'd be interesting to hear about what other people are experiencing now that we are living on the New Earth and leaving the old Earth behind. So, hey, someone just sent in something about the Wailing Wall and Pyramids. In the 80s, when I worked for the UN in New York, there were many rumors and stories about aliens meeting in the basement, though I did not. That's good. My head was not where it is today, and I did not believe it at the time. But I always had an eerie feeling when I went there. I went with a group of co-workers to the Wailing Wall in Israel and wrote notes and placed them into the wall. Around that same period, I lived in Egypt and went to the Great Pyramid many times. It was a sort of hangout place for young people. So then, of course, she's found Creation Lightship. Have the clearings that I've done over the years released those energies?
Yeah, as she's reading that, Anne's reading this here, I don't pick up a whole lot of energy on you. It's less than 10%. What I would do, since it feels more like feet energy, okay? So the energy could be still connected to you through the, I'll just use the term grid lines, ley lines, either way you want to look at that, pretty similar. And the aliens, you know, use those cross-sectional patterns, you know, where they cross, making up squares. And there could be some squares there. Maybe the corners of the pyramids are on one of those squares, okay? Or maybe there's more of them. What is thought about lines that, you know, are like bosses, okay? Horizontal, vertical lines where they intersect at that point. So I would work with your feet. And that could be true with everybody listening. Your feet, you know, since it's touching the ground, is maybe trying to find a safe haven someplace, okay? If you're very sensitive, you might actually feel as you walk over, you know, these ley lines. And if you went to a park, a grassy park, if that's available to you, and you start walking on the grass, you're probably going to stop where there are no grid lines and ley lines, and that would be your safe place. Or just see where other people have stopped. And maybe you might actually, if there's like 20 people there, maybe you could look between them and see a straight line where they're not sitting. You know, that's just a way to look at that, just to see what happens, as your body does not like that. But I would, getting back to your situation, being where all those alien stuff, you know, exists, that you can't see, I would do some clearing for your feet. Maybe feet and ankles, but probably. So back to you. What clearings? I don't know what to tell you. I'm sure you could figure out something there. Maybe someone else might know a good clearing for doing feet touching the ground, because you're bringing in the energies into your body there. Now, the shrink wrap could help, but it's hard to keep the shrink wrap on you when you're walking on it, put it that way. So you want to get the energy from the earth, from those energies of the grid lines and ley lines that are attached to you, making you feel, maybe heavy or sick or something, because it will cause a problem with you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that is really a good idea, that our feet need a little attention. And, of course, you have a grid line clearing and a ley line clearing. And do you think that would be helpful for us to run those if we have them, or get them if we don't have them now? Will that help us to be disconnected from the old earth even more and more on the new earth?
I think what you're saying is probably correct. You know, I wasn't thinking or, you know, looking at that with that energy, how to be more connected to the new earth. But, yeah, you want to get off the old one here a little bit. So that might be worth trying. Maybe there's people out there right now who already have that clearing, and maybe they could run it and let us know tomorrow how much better they feel, if anything, by doing the clearing. Because those energies, you know, once they intersect with you and connect with you, then, it might be like roots of a tree, you know, and it could go everywhere, going down into those alien underground bases. Oh, all over the place. So back to you.
Wow. Yeah, okay, Ron, thanks. That's really great. So somebody wrote in to say they saw something on YouTube. They don't have the links, but it was on secureteam.com, or that's their website, I guess. There was an ancient satellite they're showing. So they saw it in the 40s. I guess they didn't know what it was when they saw it. So that's interesting. And I really appreciated just recently, Ron, you explained that there's been time travel forever. You know, it's not, we tend to think of it as something new because we see it on TV and in the movies and that kind of thing, but that actually there's always been time travel.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So I'm sure that's
sort of
where...
Like, to get a visual, in the old days, I just perked up, everybody was probably over middle age. So in the old days, in fact, remember when we had typewriters? young people may not know what that is. But anyway, we had TIE writers back then. And I remember, taking the class, and they weren't electric back then, okay? Oh. But then if you wanted to make a copy, you had to put a piece of carbon paper, and then you have, two sheets of paper with the carbon paper in the middle. Well, you older people will remember that. So that's kind of how they can do time travel. Well, they can imprint themselves onto first paper, just like you're typing. And then they take timelines and put that, superimpose it over the one here, just like how you'd be typing words will be transferred onto the second piece of paper, which could be another timeline. I'll let you guys out there figure that one out. That's, I think, one of the more ancient ways of doing it, where you're actually, in a sense, folding different timelines over each other. I had to take, to get more energy for myself years ago, I had to take, since I was here alone doing this work, I had nothing else to give me more energy. So I had to actually take the time of Jesus 2,000 years ago, and I had to fold that time into the now reality where I was working. And I can't recall when I did that. I don't know, maybe it had been 20 years ago. I just don't remember, but that's what I had to do. And then I had a place that I had to go to from here to there, back and forth, on that older timeline to bring forth the energy that I was using doing healings, to bring them forth into the now here. That was like my backpack of energy. And I haven't used it recently. I might look into it again since I'm bringing it up. But that's kind of how, things can happen with timelines. Anyway, you might remember the old typewriters. So back to you.
I do remember them. Okay, someone sent in an interesting article confirming Ron's recent discussion of alcohol, etc. And he sent in an article. If anyone's interested in reading the article, I'll send the link out if you send it right into me after the show. And he adds, the word alcohol is derived from the Arabic al-kahul, related to our word ghoul, and means body-eating spirit.
Oh, boy. And take off would probably be more like physical of zombies, huh? But a body-eating spirit is good, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, interesting how words come about.
Right. That is very interesting. I don't know that I necessarily pronounce that correctly, but close enough, I guess, to ghoul. Okay, let's see what else. Oh, someone wrote in to ask, is there a clearing for procrastination, as in how to change a perception of a task from a negative into a positive or to neutralize it?
Well, first I would think that the task would have a negative imprint on you because you did something where maybe it had a consequence, the law of cause and effect. It'd be like like going to work, Maybe you don't want to go to work, but you need to go to work to pay your bills. So from there, you may want to find out, maybe you hate paying your bills, okay, which means that you hate going to work. So if you didn't have any bills, you wouldn't go to work. You need to find out where that judgment is. And or maybe something happened to you at, some time in your life that you just forgot about. Maybe you got embarrassed at your job. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you made a big mistake. Maybe it cost some money for the company. Maybe you got reprimanded. And so you kind of forgot about all that stuff. It could have happened, 20 years ago or more. But you're still going to work. and you just feel like you're on the treadmill, you know? So trying to find out why you're in judgment, and that way you can neutralize it. That's kind of what I would say. Maybe somebody else has an answer for that one, but you need to, and how to flip it over, you know, to where you're happy going to work, like you're happy spending money, you know? You know, cause that's why you're going to work, I'm assuming, you know? So, back to you.
Okay. I just want to remind people, when you send a message to clsquestions@yahoo.com through an email, we can answer you or send you something. But when you send a message to us through that fast chat link on BBS, your email doesn't show. That's completely anonymous. So we can't send you something unless you send us an email. Okay, so someone wrote in, me too, unsubscribing to stuff. Hi, Ron. Yes, me too. I also don't have a desire to see other stuff on the net, and I've been unsubscribing to just about everything that comes through my email account. It's all the mind to heart drop and clearings I do all day long. Feels great to be on the new earth. Awesome.
Yep, that's great. Yeah, yeah, it is a big difference. You know, you're going to know more, you know, as time, since we live in time, maybe not for long, but as time goes on, you're going to start to notice how you become a little more distant to the reality here, as you're going to be more in peace, and everything that you look at will say will end up being chaos. So, you know, it is a big change. So that's the whole thing is, you know, everybody's a choice if they want to be in peace or, you know, live in chaos with the law of cause and effect and being controlled by aliens. So anyway, yes, back to you again. Looks like we're getting kind of close to the end, but not quite here. I guess we could probably go another 10 minutes here.
Okay, great.
Anything coming up? On emails?
Yes.
Just see if anybody had any fur balls or anything.
That was very powerful clearing you did for us today, tonight, Ron. Okay, if someone has a question, somebody they know, I assume a friend, was misdiagnosed medically and had a body part removed. That's terrible. Could water charging help them regrow this body part?
I don't know. There's a lot there. The hardest thing is when you know that you're missing something, or you saw an X-ray, you know. So maybe in the future, possibly. The body part is still with you energetically. So here we go. I don't think I've ever done this on a radio program. So if you have any part missing, whatever that would be, okay? And it might disturb you. Maybe you didn't want to have it released or something happened. But regardless, it's no longer with you. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the energy of that missing body part, and I'm going to put it with you, and by doing so, your physical body should feel content, as it's probably going through all types of problems and maybe even trauma that you know nothing about because it lost part of itself. Okay? So here we go. I need you all to, in fact, I'll do this three times. Some of you may have had maybe your tonsils taken out or maybe your appendix or something else. I'll do three of these here. And I don't have anything that's missing on me. So here we go. So bringing the energies in. J, just for you. So the first one you have to know, because I have to know what it is. Just say it out loud now. Here we go. One, two, well, that's heavy. Three. I'm clearing away the energy that your body has there right now. So I'll do a clearing first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is that location. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels better. Now we're going to bring in the energetic signature of your missing body parts. So here we go. Coming in. On a count of 100, so you really feel it settling into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, and if you check the time, yeah, we're still good. Next body part, if you're missing it, missing something. So clearing the energy away. So you're going to have a happy body now. So, okay, and just, you know, say out loud what you want to have the energy back in you here, that body part that's missing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, number three, so clear away the energy from that that you're specifying. Okay, good. And here we go. Bringing this back to you, your energetic signature of this, it'll be reattached to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So this might even help you out with phantom pains. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow, Ron. That was really amazing. And my first thought was, oh, I'm not luckily missing any body parts. But then you said tonsils, and I remembered, nope, when I was 7, I had my tonsils taken out. So I guess I have them back now. So that's terrific. Thank you.
And it could even be teeth, you know, everybody loses teeth or, you know. Anyway, how's our time doing here? Let's see. We got about 3 minutes.
Okay. Someone wrote in, for the person that wants to turn their chores from negative to positive, the be here now, does it works for me? So that's a great suggestion. Also the self-empowerment. I don't think we mentioned the self-empowerment clearing.
Yeah, get back into the present moment and don't worry about it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, quick question, Ron, before we go. If I'm on the new Earth, do I still need to do the spirit barcode removal? Since my spirit's already on the new Earth, is it important to do the spirit barcode removal?
Yeah, the part of your spirit that's on the new Earth is the spirit that was with you that you did clearings on in your body. Well, I'll say that differently. So let's just say that right now you have not done your emotional clearing, so your spirit's all contaminated. Now, when you do the emotional clearing, now it's basically uncontaminated. I won't say you got all of it, but that part goes to the new earth. So you still have contaminated spirit energies in you from probably emotions that you picked up more recently. You have contamination of your spirit, also different fragments that's stuck in your pain body, that's stuck in your mental body, that's stuck in your trauma body. But yeah, now what if the aliens said, okay, we're going to abduct you right now and steal your spirit? Well, the one that you did the emotional clearing on, whatever part went over there is there. All the rest of your spirit, you know, which could be 99% of what you have in your body, is now stolen. So that's why you want to do the spirit barcode. You may not ever know how much is left in you, you know, after doing each clearing. There's no way to know. Oh, you want to keep doing, and not keep doing, but you want to do that clearing. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that's very helpful. That was a great question, listener. Thank you very much for sending that in. And
for people who haven't done any of the clearings on the website, they're lost. They will probably no longer ascend unless they're from some indigenous tribe here in the middle of nowhere without having, you know, been inundated by TV, radio, and internet and stuff, but the news to bring up judgment. So if they're just peaceful people, then they will be doing the ascension. Everybody else on the planet who has TV, radio, and everything else, if they don't do any of the clearings on the website, they will not ascend because your body's full of gunk. You have to get it out of you. Well, it doesn't matter who or what practitioner you've been going to, or maybe you've seen 20 of them in the past, their systems will not work at all like what we're offering you. And their systems are probably, you know, years in length sometimes to do things. So, you know, if you want to ascend, you need to have people get on the website and do clearings to help themselves out. Otherwise, they're not going to leave here at ascension time. They'll be in the land of darkness forever. This is the last time that the last time for the Earth to be here, to be manifested. And like we're talking about the new Earth, the other one that we're talking about is the cloned replica one, the hologram. But when you're not in the present moment, you are on the hologram created by the aliens of the Earth that they want you to be on so they can abduct you. The new Earth is your safe haven. Back to you.
Well, Ron, it's really time to say goodbye now, do the Mind to Heart Drop. We'll have another show tomorrow at the same time on Radio BBS Radio Station 2, 7 p.m., and please try to get on that show because we will be visiting Creation Lightship for physical healing.
Okay, everybody, here we go, Mind to Heart Drop. So you must say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go, dropping down. You do this action here to facilitate it. So we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blessings, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Ann. Bye, everyone.